Why aren't we talking about it on the radio?
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon is brought to you by the bold new Camry. One bold choice leads to another. Toyota, let's go places.
2 days and counting till 2015. You ready, Don Lemon?
Oh, it's just a couple of days. And you know it's the end of the year. You know what that means.
Yeah.
There's lots of lists about what stories were the most important. And as with any list, I'm going to preface it by saying it's only one person's opinion. And so is this one from me of the top five most important stories when it comes to race relations in America in 2014. You guys have any guesses before I go? Jackie?
Top stories of 2014?
Ferguson?
Top five most important stories when it comes to race relations in America.
Ferguson, Missouri.
No Ferguson, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right,
I would go with that being the top story.
The elevator.
All right,
meeting.
Well, here we go. You may be right. Number five comes from the world of entertainment and involves hacked email of Sony and Hollywood executives who joked about the movies President Obama might find interesting, like Django Unchained and 12 Years a Slave.
Mm-hmm.
Some say the emails were racially insensitive. Others, like producer, director, screenwriter Shonda Rhimes, well, you know what she says. She called them downright racist. Rhimes tweeted, calling Sony comments racially insensitive remarks instead of racist? You can't put a cherry on a pile of, you know what, but it don't make it a Sunday. That's what she said. However you perceive the email, what they did was they served to expose to the world the lack of diversity in Hollywood, how critical it is that the industry begins to address that issue immediately. That's number five. Number four comes from the sports world. After Donald Sterling, remember him? The former, former owner of the LA Clippers was caught on tape by his self-described girlfriend, V. Stiviano, saying some pretty disparaging things about black people. The NBA moved to remove Sterling as the owner and sold the team to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. The Sterling saga was an undeniable, in-your-face example of the backwards thinking that some people in America harbor towards minorities, especially towards black people. That's number four. Number three is about culture. One figure, who also happens to be from the sports world, garnered the most attention in this category, Sir Charles Barkley.
Well, Barkley black argued, people use it among themselves. It's in rap records. Listen, what I do with my black friends is not up to white America to dictate to me what's appropriate and inappropriate.
That's what he argued about the N-word. Then he said this on CNN about police and racial profiling.
There's a reason they racially profile us at times. Sometimes it's wrong, but sometimes it's right. So to act and sit there and act like we hold no responsibility for some of this stuff, it's just disingenuous.
So however you feel about Charles Barkley, however you feel about Barkley, at the very least, his comments this year serve to underscore the false perception that African Americans are monolithic on cultural issues. That's at the very least. Number two, that was number three. Number two comes from the political realm. In February, the president unveiled his My Brother's Keeper initiative. Remember that, beginning of the year?
Right. Mm-hmm.
The initiative is aimed at helping young men and boys of color succeed. The president said the program goes to the very heart of why I ran for president. That's a quote from him. In that same speech, the president shared deeply personal experiences about his childhood, about using drugs, and about making excuses about how not to succeed. That initiative and that speech were right on target, especially for many who helped put him into office. And here's the number one story. It involves law enforcement and the justice system. So, Jackie, you're partially right on this one. Mm-hmm. That story is still playing out in cities all across this country. It involves protesters who have taken to the streets demanding an end to police brutality. This story is important for many reasons, but one notable one is that it has ignited the passion of mostly young people of all different ethnicities to get involved and to take charge of their own destinies. And no matter how you feel about the circumstances which led them to the protest, it has become increasingly evident that the perception of social and political apathy among young African Americans, among young America at this moment is an outdated one. That perception that they are not socially and politically active, that is a wrong perception, at least at this point. It's an outdated one.
Very good.
So Jackie, you're partially right. It is about Ferguson, but it's also about Eric Garner. It's also about what happens in other cities around the country. Young people are finding their power and their strength, and they are taking to the street.
Love that.
Thank you for the countdown of the biggest stories of 2014, and we'll talk to you in 2015 there, Don Lemon.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, honey.